All right, guys. So last week we started this series on parents, and this month we are simply asking the question, how can we have the best possible relationship with our parents as teenagers when we have all these moments with our parents, moments that are good and exciting and full of hope, and moments that are frustrating, and moments where there's anger and frustration, and moments where it's, you know, you're in transition and you're not sure what's going to happen next. You have all these moments across an entire spectrum. How do you have the best relationship with your parents that you can possibly have as teenagers? And so last week, we simply set the foundation for this, and we said there are two things that are absolutely true about you and your relationship with your parents. The first one is this. The first one is you were designed to be in a loving relationship with your parents. That's the way God designed it. When God set up this whole thing called family and parents and children, God set it up in such a way that you were designed to be in this life-giving, encouraging, growing, where you are valued and accepted and you are listened to. That's the way God designed it. You were designed to be in a loving relationship with your parents. The second truth is this. You're in a time of transition. You are beginning to step into more things in your life and take on more responsibility and look more toward your future, and your parents are having to release you to do that. They are having to allow you to kind of step away from them, and they have spent years taking care of you, and so you are learning how to go live your own life, and your parents are learning how to allow you to go and live your own life, and you're in a time of transition. And tonight, we are going to talk about simply this idea that you have heard a lot. You've probably had this phrase quoted to you, honor your father and mother. We're going to talk about what does it really look like to honor your father and mother. Now, here's the thing. This phrase, you've heard it, I'm sure. I know I have heard it. Honor your father and mother. This phrase is typically used in a situation where you are not obeying, you are not maybe listening, and your parents look at you and they say, hey, you're supposed to honor your father and mother, and it's used as a tool to get you to obey your parents. But what if that was never the intention behind God's words and God's heart when he said, honor your father and mother? Honor your father and mother comes from the original Ten Commandments, the big ten that God gave all of his people, Israel, back in the day. In Exodus chapter 20, we find it for the first time. It says, honor your father and mother so that your life will be long on the fertile land that the Lord your God is giving you. The Ten Commandments, the big rules. God just brought his people, Israel, out of slavery, and he has set them up to be his people, to be a new nation, and he's given them a set of rules, the big Ten Commandments, and this is where this comes from. Now, I don't know about you guys and your experience. I know some of you are homeschooled in here, some of you are public schooled in here, but I went to public school, and we did this thing once a week called weekday religious ed. Do they do that around here? No? Okay, so here's the way it worked for me. Okay, FCA, yeah, I was a part of FCA. So the way this worked, weekday religious ed, when I was in, like, I think third grade, it was actually a part of our school day. We could opt in or opt out, and I opted in because what we got to do is we got to leave our classroom and walk away from our school across this big open yard to this church that sat right next to our school. And once a week we would go and we would sing songs and we would learn about the Bible and all that good stuff. But one of the things that we sang was this song about the Ten Commandments. And to this day, I can still list the Ten Commandments based off of that song. And no, I'm not going to sing it for you tonight. But I can still remember little third grade CJ standing next to his friend Josh, just dancing my heart out to the song about the Ten Commandments. It was epic. It was awesome. But hey, this is where this phrase comes from: honor your father and mother. And so tonight we want to look at what does that mean? Because honestly, honoring our father and mother is something that's important. And we have heard that phrase before. God listed it as one of the rules for his people to follow. It can be a great thing. But so often we are told, honor your father and mother. But we are never explained beyond that what that looks like on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Like if I told you today, and you don't answer this out loud right now, but if I posed it to you right now and I had each of you stand up and say, all right, when you go home tonight, what is it going to look like for you to honor your father and mother? That's a tough question to answer. What does that really mean? I mean, outside of what we have been conditioned to our entire lives, where it comes down to obedience, what does it look like outside of that? Maybe the phrase honor your father and mother was originally intended to mean something so much deeper, so much bigger, so much more than just obey your parents. Maybe the phrase honor your father and mother was something that was supposed to be about this incredible relationship and the way that God originally designed a relationship between adults and parents and their children. Maybe it was never supposed to be all about obedience. Yes, obedience can be a part of it, but maybe it was about something bigger, and we have just latched on to this one part of this, and we need to kind of release our grip on that one part and get a grasp of the whole picture. So what does it mean to honor your father and mother? I think Paul gives us a really solid idea as to what this means. In Ephesians chapter 5 and 6, Paul begins talking about what relationships should look like, how we should be in relationships with other people. And he kind of goes relationship by relationship by relationship. He starts off talking about very general people, like here's the way you treat other people in general. And then he goes in and he talks about here's the way wives should treat their husbands. Here's the way husbands should treat their wives. Here's the way slaves or people that work for other people should treat their bosses and their masters. And bosses and masters, here's the way that you should treat the people that work for you. And then he goes on and he talks about children and parents, here's the way that you should treat one another. And I think he gives us a beautiful picture of what it really looks like to honor our father and mother. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 says this: as for children, obey your parents in the Lord, because it is right. The commandment, honor your father and mother, is the first one with a promise attached, so that things will go well for you and you will live a long time in the land. As for parents, don't provoke your children to anger, but raise them with discipline and instruction about the Lord. Paul is the author of Ephesians, and we've talked about Paul in here before, but I love that we see Paul's life and the way that God changed his life kind of reveal itself in the way that he writes. Paul, if you'll remember, was this guy that was imprisoning and torturing and killing Christians. And we have to understand how Paul got to that place before he met Jesus. You see, Paul grew up as a good, God-following Jewish boy. And any good, God-following Jewish boy would memorize and follow the Old Testament, the first five books of the Bible. Like, that was God's word. They were going to follow that to a T. And so Paul actually had the opportunity as a kid to study under one of the most prominent Pharisees of the day. The Pharisees were the religious leaders. They were the ministers. They were the people that saying, if you want to follow God, this is how you do it. And so Paul got to study under the guy that was like the Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was like the guy. Paul was all about following rules. And Paul explains all this in one of his other letters, but he talks about how like he was the rule follower. Like if God said it, he was going to do it. He was going to follow God. And so you have Paul who grew up, follow the rules, follow the rules, follow the rules, follow the rules, follow the rules. You know what rules he was following? Ten Commandments. He was following the very thing that we're talking about tonight, honor your father and mother, and all the other rules that go along with that. And Paul was this guy that was like, if you want to follow God, the best way you can follow God is to follow the rules. And then Jesus came on the scene. And Jesus changed everything. And Jesus said, no, listen. Following the rules is great, but it's so much deeper than that. It's about this incredible relationship that you can have with God. And God loves you. He is madly and wonderfully in love with you. And Paul, who had been taught, if you want to follow God, you follow the rules. And the rest of the Pharisees hated Jesus for it. Because Jesus was actually pulling people away from what Paul thought following God meant. And so we see Paul go out and begin imprisoning and torturing and murdering Jesus followers. Well, then Jesus shows up in Paul's life and Jesus says, listen, Paul, this is not the way God designed anything at all. Let's get back to the original design. You're hurting me, you're hurting God. And Paul completely changed his life around. And suddenly Paul became the one that was preaching for Jesus. All right, so take a look at this. Keeping that in mind, Paul is a rule follower. Jesus says this is not the way it was designed. It's about this incredible, bigger relationship. He shows up in Paul's life. Paul suddenly changes. Children, obey your parents. Any good Pharisee is going to be like, that's right, Paul, you stick it to them. Tell those kids, you got to be obeying your parents. You got to be listening to what they say. If they say jump, you say how high, and then you jump. No questions asked. Children, obey your parents. And this is what Paul does. It's so beautiful. He says, that's a good thing. Because here's the truth. The truth is, your parents, as teenagers, when I was a teenager, my parents had much more life experience. They know some things that we don't know. And they can help us navigate some of these situations that we may have a difficult time navigating on our own. They can help us live a better life. It's the first one with a promise, so that things will go well for you and you will live a long time in the land. But again, we have taken this and we have latched onto this, obey, 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 obey. And we see Paul take what he has experienced in his life and apply it to his writing. And he suddenly says, whoa, hold on. I know all you guys are cheering and shouting and saying, yeah, obey. But he's like, parents, don't provoke your children to anger. Suddenly it's like, okay, it's kind of about obeying, but it's deeper, because if you're asking your children to obey and in the process of asking them to obey, you're provoking them to anger, you're damaging the relationship you have with your children, that's not good. And we see Paul take this thing, this honor your father and mother, and we see him explain it in such a way to where it's like Jesus showed up and said, this is the original design. And I can't help but think Jesus kind of was like, Paul, everything you've been taught is about this much deeper, more full, more beautiful, loving relationship. And so go teach that and apply it to everything. And so he looks at kids and he looks at parents and he says, hey, this honor your father and mother thing, that's not about just obeying. It's about a relationship. It's about give and take. There's this tradition, there's the way that it has always been, but maybe it's about something bigger than the tradition. The relationship suddenly transforms from just a one-way transaction where we are obeying our parents to a two-way relationship of respect. When we look at it the way Paul looks at it, the relationship is not just about us obeying our parents. The relationship is suddenly about a two-way, loving, God-honoring relationship where our parents feel loved and honored by us, and we feel loved and honored by them. Suddenly, honoring our parents takes on this much, much bigger idea, much, much bigger picture. And God's original design was one that's the way our relationship with our parents would be. It would be one where, as we honor our parents, we show them love. We show them honor. They do the same for us. And so the big question becomes, how do we do that? How do we do that? And if I asked you guys to stand up one by one again and said, all right, with that in mind, this idea of a relationship that is a two-way street of love and showing honor and making sure that you are expressing kindness and love and thankfulness to your parents, and your parents are doing the same for you, and that it's a two-way street. Suddenly, if I had you stand up and say, what are you going to do to honor your parents when you go home tonight? You guys could probably come up with some really practical ideas and practical ways that you could do that. And so I created a small list for what that might look like on a daily basis. Some things that we can do to get really, really practical to say, if I want to begin honoring my parents as a teenager, if I want to begin really honoring my father and my mother, here are some things that I can do. Because the parent-child relationship was originally designed to be a relationship of honor and love that goes both ways. So check out this list of things that we can do to honor our parents. First is this. And I said this first because I think this is one of the biggest things that we can do to begin to honor our parents. We're going to spend all next week talking about this. So I'm not going to leave you guys in the dark as to what this looks like. But please come back next week and check this out because I think this is really important. Biggest thing is this. Set appropriate boundaries with your parents. And allow your parents to set appropriate boundaries with you. So there are some things that are appropriate for your parents to have conversations with you to say, hey, you know, we need to do things differently. And it's okay for you to allow them to set those boundaries. It should also be okay for you to set some appropriate boundaries with your parents. And we're going to talk all about that next week. Setting boundaries is such an important skill that we learn in this life. And if we want to have healthy relationships that honor one another, that can be one of the biggest things that we do. So come back next week, or if you're watching online, watch online next week. We're going to talk about setting boundaries. But an honoring relationship starts with setting appropriate boundaries. Second is this. Express your thoughts and feelings honestly, openly, and calmly. Express your thoughts and feelings honestly, openly, and calmly. Now, here's what typically happens. We don't express our thoughts and feelings. Our parents do something that annoys us, and we don't say anything. We are just having a bad day, and our parents say, how's it going? Good. And we don't express ourselves. So what happens is, hours later, something happens, and then we just, boom! boom, we explode all over the place. And we start screaming and yelling, and our parents start screaming and yelling. And it turns into this huge fight that is not honoring to anybody. But if we could get in the habit of expressing our thoughts and our feelings to our parents calmly in an honoring way, that can go a long way to showing them honor. Third thing is this. Ask your parents about their thoughts and feelings and listen without getting defensive. What would your parents do if you went home tonight and you were like, you know, Mom and Dad, how do you feel about when I fill in the blank? What if you went home tonight and you said, you know, what are some things that I can do better? And you just listened. That's a tough thing. But most parents, if their kids came to them and said, Mom and Dad, listen, I just want to do better. How can I do better with you? Their jaws would hit the floor. And we just listen. And it's a two-way street. We express our thoughts and feelings. Our parents express their thoughts and feelings toward us. Again, it's not about just simply obeying. We latch onto that. But it's about this bigger, deeper relationship where it's open communication and it's going both ways, where we're showing love and we're showing respect. And it's like what we talked about last week. Like, we're validating our parents' feelings and emotions, and where our parents should be validating our feelings and emotions. And it's a two-way street of showing honor to one another. Number four is this. Express your emotions honestly. This kind of goes along the same as your thoughts and your feelings. But, you know, when you're angry with your parents, it should be okay for you to look at your parents in a calm manner and say, Mom and Dad, I'm just really frustrated. Not yell, not scream, not go crazy, but just tell them. Be honest with them about your emotions. If you are struggling with something, man, to be able to express that to your parents, man, that just builds that relationship. It can be a great thing. Number five is this. Ask your parents about their emotions. Again, we keep going back and forth, this two-way street. Ask your parents, Mom, you seem really frustrated. Is there anything I can do? Dad, you look really sad today. Is everything okay? And allow them to express their feelings. Now, listen, you guys are teenagers, and so you have had, 13 to 18 years of taking your feelings and pushing them in and shoving them down. Your parents have had like 35 or 40 or 45 years of taking their feelings and pushing them down. So they may not be great at expressing their feelings either. But if we can begin to open the lines of communication, it can do wonders for an honoring relationship with our parents that goes back and forth. The last thing is this. Keep an open dialogue. Talk to your parents. Let your parents talk to you. Be open in your communication with your parents. Any relationship that you want a good, solid, honoring relationship with other people, parents included, has got to have communication. It's just got to. There has to be open dialogue. And so I would encourage you to keep an open dialogue. If we want to have an honoring relationship with our parents, these are six things, and this is not a complete comprehensive list. There are probably millions of other things that we can do, but these are six great things that we can do to just begin building that honoring relationship. And guys, if you want to take this seriously and you want to build an honoring relationship with your parents, it's going to go slow, and that's okay. Anything we want to get good at takes practice, and it can be difficult. And that's okay, because we have so long latched on to follow the rules, follow the rules, follow the rules, follow the rules, assuming that it's only that we have spent our entire lives not exploring this other side where it's about this incredible, life-giving, loving, two-way relationship. And so my practical challenge this week for you guys, if you want to, is to just pick one of these. And this week, just try one. Try expressing yourself to your parents. Ask your parents to express themselves honestly to you. Maybe you need to set some boundaries. Maybe you need to express your emotions and you need to really begin working on that. Maybe you need to listen to your parents' emotions without just getting defensive. Maybe you just need to begin talking again. This week, take one of these things and just begin trying it. Begin working on it. And understand that it's not going to go perfect. It's not going to be easy. It may not go smoothly at all the first time. But it's not about going from here to being perfect over here. It's about taking a step toward God and a step toward the design that He had, the way that He originally created our lives to be, because it's the best possible way that we can live. And that includes a relationship with our parents. Let me pray for you guys. God, thank you so much for tonight and the chance to be here.